Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good.
Feeling good, feeling good.
Show's over for the day. What are you up to?
For the rest of the day, yeah. I'm going to the gym and then I'm going to do some studying and maybe reading some Harry Potter.
Jeez.
Well, you're in the world of it at the moment. Because last week, were you reading or were you watching the movies? Because you just sent me a Harry Potter gif.
No. Yeah, I did. I'm reading the books at the moment. So
how
I bought,
far are you now? Yeah.
I think I'm almost halfway now to the middle of the first book. I've got 7 to get through.
Yeah, a long time. Hey, Jade, I've got a question for you. Have you ever purchased any other books other than Harry Potter or Twilight?
Yes, I have.
Give us one.
So there's, what is it called? Beatrix Potter. I've got the full collection of those.
What's all that
childhood
about?
Childhood books. I've got cake books, dog books. Oh, you know, the fairy tales of Peter Rabbit and...
So when you go into the bookshop,
yeah,
do you go straight to the young adult section?
Yeah, I prefer those sort of books. I like fantasy. I'm a creative.
It's just part of you. Do you ever just have to say, oh, it's for my niece or nephew?
No, I own it. Why should I care if I like to read younger
books?
What?
It's not an attack, just observation. What I would suggest to you, why don't you try Lord of the Rings?
I have tried reading Lord
That's
of the Rings.
That's pretty full on,
but
though.
It's very, very, very full on.
How so?
I've
just
read
long.
The Hobbit, and but that's different. Honestly, Maddie, pick up the book and you'll work it out.
I've read them.
Yeah.
There's several.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Anyway, and how'd you find
this
it?
This got awkward. Jade's offended, apparently.
I'm not offended.
just
asking you a question.
J.R.R. Tolkien, legendary author, of course.
Yeah. I've never read them.
I've read them all. I mean, it took me a year and a half, but...
It would have taken a long time.
I have read them all.
When
anyway.
Did you do that?
When I was like 17 or 18. So a long time.
Just out of school. Like,
yeah.
Thought this is the time.
Give
was it around when the movies came out? Or
I guess it would have been. I finished school in like 2005. So I guess so. One thing I can't do is watch the movies. Lord of the Rings, the movies.
Are you serious?
Too freaking long. Too
freaking
long.
The book took you a year and you're complaining about 3 hours in a movie.
Yeah, too long.
I like the movies.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't read the books, though.
I'm surprised you've watched the movies, because you're not a movie man, really.
I was younger when it came out. Yeah. I had more time on my hands.
Oh, well, interesting chat. There you
movie
go.
Chat!
Hey, exciting show, Crevo. You caught up with your mate over the weekend.
Yeah.
He's brewing some beer, right?
Yeah. He's gotten way into it.
Yeah, nice one. And Jade, you went to a wedding.
I did.
Of course, did you show up the bride?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
No. It's always the bride's big day.
Sweet.
Why
you
did
got
you
your
wear
fingers
the...
crossed?
Why did you wear the wedding dress then?
I didn't wear a wedding dress.
All right, it's the Novos podcast. Don't forget, if you like us, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Music.
Yeah, that helps us a lot.
Really does. Bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Are we here?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can't help yourself, Jade.
Sorry.
Fix it before the mics are on for the millionth time. How are we, guys? How
good.
Was the week?
Good.
Really good.
Really good? What did you get up to?
Bit of Father's Day gear yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing that sort of stuff.
Free lunch, always good.
Yeah, always nice.
Well, you drove down the Central Coast.
Yeah, did that. Hung out at the farm a bit, you know. It was really nice. Had a little brunch, yeah.
Did they put you to work again on the farm, your parents?
Not too much. Only had to move some furniture for them.
So yes.
Pretty light duties.
Yeah, very
overall.
Good.
Yeah.
What did you do, Jade?
I went to the wedding in Sydney, which was quite fun.
Now, of course, you did say last week you were worried about eating the food at the wedding.
Or drinking the drinks.
Now,
Do you take your own drink bottle?
Update.
I got to all the food first with Ben before anyone else had a chance to touch it.
Even the bride and groom, very good.
Yep. So we had first dibs at everything before.
So rude.
Otherwise, didn't want to risk it, touching the food after other people have been near it.
Well, you had a big nighter here.
But Ben got pretty boozy.
Got on the booze.
Yeah, I drove us home. So, yeah. But yeah, good. No, it was good. It was good.
Oh, I'm glad you guys had fun. That sounds great. What did you do, Maddie?
I caught up with all of my friends, actually. I had a great weekend. I also went to Sydney. It was so good. So good. Nice. Stayed in a little hotel for a couple of nights. Had some nice Sunday drinks yesterday. Crevo, actually. Yeah. I had the best cocktail yesterday. I feel like you'll appreciate this more than you, Jade.
Yep.
Because you only like your Whispers wine, but Crevo. I had a mango chili margarita.
Oh,
chili infused tequila.
That sounds so
mango
good.
Mango puree and this beautiful habanero chili dried on the top. Delicious.
Ooh. Is that so what good. James Bond drinks?
No.
doesn't he have margaritas when he orders his drinks?
Martini.
Oh, there you go.
But while
maybe the gay James Bond. The actual James Bond.
I only drink mango infused. Hey, while we're doing classic cocktail chat, because we went there Saturday night to the coast, my dad pulls out the Tom Collins. Ooh. I've never had one before.
Delicious.
Really good. Very strong, though. Like back
what's
then,
in a Tom Collins for those like me you don't know?
I think it's vermouth, bourbon, and then like a twist of orange.
Oh, yeah.
But
delicious.
What I realized, those old school like cocktails, they just put all the really heavy booze in.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, cocktails, like it has like a little bit of spritzer in it or something to like lighten it up. Back then, they just got the heavy liquor and poured it in a cup.
Hard-working men in the 1960s.
Do you know who I can see drinking a Tom Collins? Hamish.
Yeah, you know what? It's a whiskey-based cocktail. I feel like that'd be right up your alley, Hamish.
You just had me a whiskey. The cocktail is irrelevant from that point on, but as long as it's whiskey. that's all I need.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, Crevo, obviously catching up with mates over the weekend.
Yes.
What happened? I hear you cost them some money.
So Friday night, went and visited some friends out at out near Rutherford, that sort of way, and I realised I actually cost my friend about $10,000. I had no idea.
What?
I had no idea I cost him so much money until I got there.
You're paying him back?
No, of course not.
Look, we'll find out more next.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So Friday night, I went and visited some friends out at Rothbury, which is like a new suburb sort of thing between here and Maitland kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were hanging out there and I haven't sort of caught up with these friends that much over the last few years. So he was actually my housemate about 5 years ago when I was living at Musselbrook.
Yep.
And then I moved away and he was like super busy with work. And like over the past few years, we probably only caught up a handful of times.
Yep.
What I didn't realize was that when he like moved in with me, like 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, because you guys know I like my homebrew.
Yeah.
Right? And I was quite into it heavy at that time, making a lot of beers, experimenting with all sorts of things. And with his engineering background, he became quite fascinated with that. And I only realized the extent of what happened when we went to, they've just bought this new house probably 6 or 8 months ago. And he has now dedicated a large part of the garage. It's probably about 10 square meters. And he's built his own mini brewery inside this garage.
Get out of town.
There's a mate you want.
Honestly, it is a bit like going into Foghorn Brew House. It's literally, there's these huge stainless steel vats that he's got set up all on like industrial racking. There was one that he was cold crashing, which means he has this like pillow of gas, which is like encapsulating the stainless steel thing to bring the temperature down to affect the flavor.
That's incredible. So obviously it's cost him $10,000.
I reckon at least. Because then in the dining room, he's got three different beers on tap.
Are you jealous?
Not really, because there's so much involved in that. I wouldn't have the time. But I was amazed at this setup that, like, it's completely... It's almost overtaken a good part of his life, I reckon.
As a man who loves beer, I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Oh, look, I was in seventh heaven. I'm not going to lie. We tried a lot of delicious beers, some that were on the go and everything.
Ooh. Does he sell the beer at all?
No, no, he's just doing it for fun.
Mm.
But I reckon one day he's got that dream. You know, some guys get that dream of opening a brewery.
Maybe he can make us our own beer. The Novo's beer.
Well, hey, that's him with a possibility. If you want him to become friends, though, he's just a great guy who'll make your beer.
That's the good thing about getting a trade behind you, like engineering. You just become super handy.
Well, I think that's why it's, like, connected with him so well, because there's all of, like, there's, like, these little bits of manufacturing and sort of quasi-inventing you have to do to get this all happening. But honestly, it was the most amazing setup. All the best high-end gear you've ever seen. It was incredible.
His missus would be so annoyed, I reckon. Actually, I mean, that's actually so much love and hard work to create something like that.
I think yes and no, because she's actually into the craft beer herself.
Oh, well, like, so
it's a relationship made in heaven.
Yeah, it certainly is. Like, they've really got the perfect setup. It has overtaken a good third or to a half of the garage, though.
Did he give you some bottles to take home?
Yeah, he gave me just like a couple to try that he said, oh, these will get better in a certain amount of time. Sell them away. Like, it was awesome.
And hang on, just real quick too. Yep. So how long has it been since you've last seen him?
Probably a month now.
A month now, okay.
Before this last month, like this last weekend.
But that was the first time going to their house.
Yeah, the first time going to their new place.
I'm guessing you're going to be going there
I'll be going
a lot
there
sooner.
Emmy, you're driving again, you're designated driver.
Be weekly visits.
Exactly, with that kind of brew setup, it's unbelievable.
Well, good stuff. Well, we've got lads versus lasses right now on 131009. If you would like to take on the opposite sex, if you're a male, we're going to ask you chick questions. If you're a female, we're going to ask you questions, you know, dude-based, basically. So,
dude-based. 131009
yeah, if dude. You want to play. We've got gold stars up for grabs. Ladies, we're winning you. Men, you're sadly...
Come on, guys.
...coming last, really.
We need one guy, one girl. 131009, get in touch.
Hey, on offer today, guys, double pass to event cinemas to see any movie of your choice.
Ooh.
I'm glad the movie tickets are coming back.
I know,
yeah,
and there's some good movies coming out,
too.
Never
thought I'd see the day.
I know.
So good.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
131009, we just need a female to take on Jason in lads versus lasses. So this is where we ask male-based questions to the females and female-based questions to the males. It is very easy. Currently, the ladies are on ahead on the leaderboard.
8 stars.
Guys, you're coming last.
Unbelievable.
But only 1 star separating, though, Jade. So don't get too cocky there, Doug. Don't get too cocky.
But it is everything to play for. A double pass to event cinemas to see a movie of your choice. Come on, ladies. Very easy. I have a good feeling you'll win today.
You know what? If no ladies call today...
Just go straight to the guy.
Yeah. Straight to the guy instantly. So,
we can't have this.
Ladies, get on the phone. The lines are open. Let's go to Jason. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing good, mate. How's your weekend?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good Father's Day yesterday. Get up to much?
Yeah, I just read the kids, mate. It was nice.
Oh, nice one. That's beautiful.
What'd you get? Socks and jocks, or?
I got some alcohol. I got some different sort of stuff, but mainly alcohol.
Yeah, good.
Is there something you don't want to talk about? Fair enough.
Let's roll, shall we, Jade? Let's kick off these questions.
Okay, so, Jason, your first question. What would you wash 100% cotton red jumper in? Hot or cold water?
I'll go cold.
Correct.
Ooh,
well done.
One for Jace.
All right. Question number two. What are pumice stones used for?
A
pumice stone.
You got me a little bit on that one.
That's okay. It's to remove the dead skin from a callus or a corn.
Like on your feet?
Those sort of, they look like rocks and they're,
they're pumice.
Yeah, they're pumice stone. Anyway. Okay.
I feel
last
like Jade
one.
Needed to convince herself of that as well.
Jason's learning today. It's fun. We're all learning.
Okay, last question. True or false? Sarah Ferguson, who is Prince Andrew's ex-wife, the red-headed, fiery one in the palace, she has announced she's so excited to be releasing a fun cookbook filled with recipes for the whole family to enjoy. True or false?
True.
Correct.
Oh, there you go.
Two out of three.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Do we have a female challenger?
Yeah, we do. Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, how was your weekend? Get up to much?
No, not really. Quiet one.
Oh, good one. All right, let's win you these movie tickets. You need to get all three right in order to walk away with the win. Are you ready?
Come on, Lisa.
On the TV show The Simpsons, who are the Simpsons' next door neighbors?
Flanders.
The Flanders is correct. Right. The Flanderses. Question number two. What is a black hawk?
Jet.
No.
No, it's a helicopter.
Helicopter.
First answer.
You already said that.
True or false? Tony Abbott was our 28th Prime Minister of Australia. That is correct. We have a tie situation.
Ooh, I love a tie, bro.
Which means my wallet. Here's
we
the
need
coin.
A coin toss. Are you going to take the heads or tails today? Lisa?
I'll take heads, please.
Heads?
All right, here we go. I'm diving into my wallet. I've got a 20-cent coin.
Any coin is fine, Jay.
That was a token one. You need to get on holidays from the machines.
All right,
here we go.
Looking for tails.
It is tails.
That means you win the movie ticket.
Well done, Lisa.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Get excited.
Double cast event cinemas coming your way. And you know what? I actually bought new stars for our board, guys.
Why are they different?
I just thought I'd mix it up a bit.
Okay, cool beans. News time. Up next, lads versus lasses. Back tomorrow. That means the lass is now 2 stars ahead, Craig.
Not at all. I mean, that felt like a mistake somehow.
I think so.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creezo.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Unbelievable, Maddie. We've been robbed.
I know.
Are you sure?
Highway robbery. Ooh.
Many calls have just come in now.
Messages on Facebook are flying in as well.
Lads versus lasses. So we had Jason versus Lisa this morning. Came to a tie. We flipped the coin. And Lisa apparently said heads, but I thought she said tails. So we gave the movie tickets. I've got the audio here. Let's have a listen. Lisa?
Okay, heads, please.
Heads?
All right, here we go. I'm diving into my wallet. I've got a 20-cent coin.
Any coin is fine, Jay.
That was a token one. You need to get on holidays from the machines. All right, here we go.
Looking for tails. That's where it went from.
It is tails.
That means you win the movie ticket.
Well done, Lisa.
My fault.
Looking for tails. I was like, oh, we're looking for tails.
Yeah, and I was prepared to go with it.
Well, you could have called me out instead of ripping them off. Hey, Jason, hello.
Hello.
You get movie tickets, mate. I apologise.
Sorry about that.
Tails never fails.
The boys.
Tails never fails.
The boys got it wrong and
now
I wanted the star.
Thank you, Jason. Unfortunately, you've put the star on the lasses, Jade. Aww. Now you need to de-star that and put it on the lads, please.
Come on. This is very important. You know, people hang on this and they think about it all day, every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's better.
All right. We're tying now.
Excellent.
You sound so disappointed.
You would have let it go too, Jade. That's so you.
Difficult.
Hey, up next. So, guys, a great weekend I had in Sydney with my mates. Interesting, though. We had some really nice wines on the balcony yesterday afternoon.
Well,
watched
lovely.
The sunset go down. Very cool. My friend John, though, had a few too many. And he's one of those people that starts yelling unnecessary things.
He gets real hyper.
Really hyper. He's hyper just normally. So give him some drinks. He's next level. Anyway, we were up quite high in the hotel, so I think it was level 37.
Ooh.
So you think, you know what? There was one floor above us. Not many people are going to hear it. But unfortunately, there was a couple enjoying their afternoon nap.
Uh-oh.
Downstairs. Oh, no. John's yelling over the balcony. Yeah, what are you doing? Don't even know what he was saying. They've yelled out, "Shut up!" And I thought, oh, John, go home. Time to go home.
Time to go. Time to go.
That's all good and well. I thought, what are the repercussions of this? Maybe they'll call reception. Maybe I'll get a phone call. Well, the repercussions happened at 12 o'clock last night when they started playing their guitar. And it woke me up. I had to get up at 2:30 today, obviously coming back with Jackson from Sydney to come to work. But I can't believe his guitar woke me up. It was like he plugged it into an amp and put it on full volume.
Probably knew that you were like,
I'll get him. I'll get him back.
He's like, calm as a...
13:10:09, though, interesting one this morning. Strange things that woke you up. So I'm after noises, any experience, we'll take anything. But, you know, when you've just woken up suddenly and you've thought to yourself, what is it?
Yep.
What's that noise? Taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
So just chatting before, guys, about my hotel neighbour last night woke me up at midnight playing his really bad guitar and singing even worse.
Oh, my God.
Terrible. It was like an alarm clock. I had very limited sleep last night because I had to get up so early to make it back here to Newcastle for the show. And I was like, you know what? I couldn't get back to sleep for like an hour. It was terrible.
It's so bizarre you bring this up because yesterday, so Ben's mum and dad over in America, they've gone away for the weekend. Mm. So they're based just near Washington, D.C. They've gone to Pittsburgh and they were staying in this really beautiful hotel. And she said Luke was already asleep, her husband, and she said she was just in that, you know, when you're about to nod off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's heard this massive smash. Like, she got a fright. She's like, I thought a gun had gone off in the hotel room. She's gone up and gone to look at the out the door. Turns out someone's actually smashed a bottle on their door. To the point where there's actually still glass in the wall from how hard the bottle smashed.
Something about hotel rooms, isn't it?
Yeah. And then she's called the front office.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you know, she's like, oh, we didn't do it. Apparently they don't have cameras in the hallways. So they're going to have to try and look at the footage in the lift to see who's there.
Who had the bottle?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no major damage, though.
Well,
I mean,
to the wall, like, it's not their house, so they don't need to worry about it. But, like, still, she said it was so frightening, like, when you're in a hotel and you just, you know.
Well, yeah, almost asleep, especially.
Well, almost asleep. It's not somewhere you normally live. Like, she got a heart attack.
Well, yeah, no lie, almost had a heart attack as well listening to that singing. It was terrible. And my bloody friend John, he just, I swear it was such a revenge act as well. I mean, he was yelling, screaming, carrying on. This guy must have thought, I will wait until the middle of the night.
Literally.
To get my revenge.
Binge out.
And then he started yelling at the girlfriend, and I was like, oh, John.
Well, they were grumpy and tired from being woken up by John 4 hours earlier.
Anyway, that happens, right?
Yeah, it totally
Don't
does.
Don't blame them. But, guys, I've learnt a special talent, which I'm going to tell you about in a second. I didn't think it was something that I'd be really good at. It's got to do with knots.
Knots?
Knots. Mm.
Yet another one to Jade's list of
hobbies.
Hobbies and achievements.
Yeah. Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Guys, my man's a fisherman. So he likes to tie knots, you know, when he's doing up his lures and whatever else he does.
Yeah, it's part of the
thing. But we went home the other day and we're tidying up the spare room because, you know, everything gets chucked into the spare room.
Always.
So we found some rope in there when we're tidying up. He's like, oh, this has got to go to the shed. And we got talking and he was just sort of fiddling with the rope and doing some knots. And he was like, oh, can I try tying you up for a sec? And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, he's like, I want to see if this knot will work.
In case he wants to tie you up in the future.
Not that we're, we're into that, but we're just playing, you know what I mean? Mucking around at home. So I said, yeah, sure, no worries. Put my hands behind my back.
Yeah.
And he's done a knot, but I managed to get out of it. He's like, oh, well, that mustn't be the correct way to tie. He's like, turn around, put your hands behind your back again. He's done it about 7 times. Wow. I've managed to get out of it.
It's
each
quite
time.
The commitment.
Yeah, and
you're
I said,
like a Houdini.
Well, I don't know about Houdini,
Cosentino.
But I think it was from those scary horror movies I watched when I was younger. I thought, well, if I ever got kidnapped, you need to know how to get out of the knots. So I don't know. It's like this mental thing I have where I follow how they tie the knots.
What?
Around my wrists. Not every time. I can't get out of, real hardcore ones. But if they're, obviously if they're like, say.
So just real quick.
Yeah.
Have you been tied up before like this?
No, this is a different tie up. He sort of did this weird one where it went around your neck.
So you've been mentally preparing.
Yeah.
For 34 years until someone finally tied you up and you had the opportunity to test your skill out.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is amazing.
It was successful, but I don't know. And then he 2 days later, he'd worked on this particular knot.
Getting it tighter.
Yeah, and then he mastered it and I couldn't get out and he was really proud of himself. But for 2 days.
He tied you up for 2 days?
I fooled him. Yeah, I got out.
Oh, no, right. So, but you got, okay. But did you enjoy the whole situation?
You know
what?
Surprisingly, I really enjoyed the challenge. I don't know if that makes me weird or I'm a bit of a sicko.
but there's nothing wrong with it,
A bit of rope
tying.
Yeah,
rope
tying. Do you ever, as a bloke, practice knots on Emmy, Crevo, your partner?
No, of course not. That's not something I've ever tried before. Well, I'm not a big knot guy or rope guy.
Scouts and brownies, I think that's where they learn to tie a lot of knots when they're younger.
Where?
Scouts,
like Boy Scouts?
Girl guides and stuff. They teach you how to make knots. I think
who?
That's...
Who actually went to boys and girls got scouts? I didn't.
No,
Mum took us twice and we're like, this is not for us.
You know what? I actually know not a single person that went to a girl or boy scout sitch. Yeah. Not one person.
But yet there's clubs everywhere. It's bizarre.
Somebody's going to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Either that or they're just building the buildings and turning the lights on once.
Unless you got one of those or your dad's a past fisherman or something and he teaches you knots, but I don't know.
Look, I'm glad you told us that. I mean, that's,
I feel like we should test you out someday on the show, tie you up.
You can tie her up. I'm not getting involved in this.
No. Yeah. I was going to say
you.
Tie me up.
I don't know why.
You actually enjoy it.
Yeah, not in a turn-on sort of way.
Like the power struggle or...
No, I just like being able to try and get out of it.
The gripping around your wrists real tight.
How uncomfortable. Who wants to sit there and get rope burn and try and get out of a rope for
everyone's
no reason
I just think
all.
It's a good skill to
everyone's
have.
Everyone's got hobbies, Maddie.
Rope.
We live and we learn, don't we? Just when you think you know everything about a person.
Jade's into
ropes.
I'll
show you some photos in a second.
Oh, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Big thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They hook us up with the coffees each day, keep us running, and it's always awesome. So thanks, guys.
I don't know where we would be without those guys.
Miserable.
I mean, drinking that dirty international roast, no good.
Prison roast, no thanks. avoid.
Because I was driving home from work on Friday afternoon and I was stopped at the lights there at the Waratah Shops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I pulled up behind this four-wheel drive, had the indicator on to turn right there to go into Kmart. And I was waiting at the lights. I'm just sort of,
still at the lights?
Looking around, you know, you just sort of look to the person next to you. Oh, yeah, that's them. And I thought, oh, this guy's got a sticker in his car. So I sort of edged forward a little bit. I was thinking, what's it say? And then in the top left-hand corner of this person's car, they've got this red sticker with bright yellow writing that says, blame my parents. And I thought to myself, what for your bad driving? Like, is that what you...
What's that about?
Yeah. I don't know. That was their bumper sticker, though. Like, it was funny. So I took a picture of it. And it's actually on our Facebook page. But we thought we'd chat about your bumper stickers. 13 10 09. What does your bumper sticker say? Or, you know, have you seen one this morning on your way to work? Have you seen this one that's burnt into your memory? Because you remember a really good bumper sticker.
Somehow you do. There's something about it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like the one that, you know...
It's like the baby on board. That's actually the only one I can ever remember. So many people have baby on board bumper stickers.
Yeah, you know what? They need to take them down. You know what they're actually meant for?
What?
So say if you were in a car accident, and it's like for the emergency workers, so they'll know
there's a baby on board.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So say they'll know to look around and find the baby if it's not in its
capsule.
How'd
you find that out?
Oh, this is just a fact, but people don't take them down when
the babies
grow up.
The baby's not on board anymore.
So make sure you get onto that.
13 10 09, what does your bumper sticker say?
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
And on 13 10 09, we're asking you what your bumper sticker says, or maybe there's someone driving around you now, or you saw one on the weekend, and, you know, it's just a funny, outrageous sticker.
Just a bit of fun.
Because I saw one at the lights the other day, and it says, blame my parents. I was like, okay, there you go.
Definitely.
I hate people who blame their parents for everything.
For everything, yeah. Well, it looked like it was a funny one, like for your driving.
Like for bad driving.
Bad driving or blame their parents.
It's like the dad joke equivalent for a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
100%.
But there's heaps on our Facebook page right now too. There's some that I can't really repeat.
Go on.
Because there's some swearing in it. But if you want to laugh...
Have a look. All right, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yeah.
Annie, how are you doing this morning?
Really good, thanks, guys.
That's the way. So tell us, what does your bumper sticker say?
The closer you get, the slower I go.
Oh, that annoys tailgaters, your pet peeve, are they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, did you feel really good, Annie, when you sucked that sticker, you slapped it on the back of your car? Did you feel vindicated?
Well, I did, but I've learned that there's a lot of people that can't read.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that was my next question. Has it stopped the tailgaters?
Some of them it has, but no.
Not really.
Generally not.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Annie. Appreciate that. Have a great day.
Good morning, Jen.
Jen, how are you?
I love that.
Hey, Jen.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, I just have.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I love that. Love the free sound effects. I didn't have to do it. Jen, what was your bumper sticker?
Mine says Jen Uberlicious. So I'm an Uber driver and I think that I'm delicious. And my name's Jen. So I had mine made up Jen Uberlicious.
Well, it's personalised.
I love that. Okay, Jen, couple of questions. What's your Uber rating?
4.9.
So you've really annoyed that, like, one person that doesn't like your bumper sticker, I reckon.
That's it.
Oh, how good. So you had them custom made?
Yes. So there's a man in Curry.
Yeah.
And he's called that sticker guy.
Oh.
And, and he made it up for me.
What does he do?
He just makes stickers.
Oh, right.
There's a plug. That sticker guy at Curry.
That sticker guy.
You'll get a free one next time you go there.
How many did you buy, Jen?
I just brought the one.
Oh, fair enough.
What does one bumper sticker set you back?
Oh, it was only $15.
Oh, that's a good price. Hey, now, Jen, you say you're delicious. What's your best feature?
That would be my sense of humour, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, good one, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate the call. That sticker guy, if you're looking for personalized
customized ones.
love that. Hey, what a business.
I know.
That sticker guy. We need to go to him and get some Novo stickers.
We do need some Jake Maddie Crevo stickers.
I've just given him enough plugs.
Yeah, he should hook us up with some freebies.
Fingers crossed.
Jackson is in next with What's the Goss? What's on the way?
Yeah, big Hollywood production shut down, and also too, the Irwins. They've paid tribute to their father, and of course, Terry Irwins put a very sweet message up on Instagram about her late husband, so I'll tell you about that next.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jackson.
Jake, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, Jackson's here, and you've got all the goss. What's going on?
Yeah, so over the weekend, Terry Irwin penned a very heartfelt tribute to the late Steve Irwin on Twitter because, of course, it's the 14th anniversary of his death.
14 years.
Yeah. Hasn't that gone quickly? I remember exactly where I was when I heard that Steve Irwin had died. I was jumping on a trampoline.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that, but very, very
interesting. It's one of those momentous things that happened in our lifetime.
Yeah, so she wrote, I'm remembering my wonderful filming adventures with Steve, and when we were awaiting the arrival of Bindi, and she says she's very happy that her and Chandler are now expecting. She said this was particularly hard because it's the 14th anniversary, and they were together for 14 years before he passed away. And she says she feels like she has a choice to celebrate or struggle with grief, and she chooses love.
I like the Irwins. They've been through a lot. Mm. People give them crap, but you know what? What a horrible thing to go through.
Well, if you think about it, what a burden having to, you know,
keep the zoo going.
That's a lot of money that takes. And then the loss of your husband, to be a mum to two kids, and then have the pressure of, you know, keeping the business successful in Steve's memory. She's so strong.
Yeah, she's
Terry,
got a lot of weight on her shoulders, for
sure. Yeah, she's done a great
job. Absolutely.
Bindi Irwin's also been photographed with a bit of a baby bump as well underneath that car key, so that's getting exciting.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll love a little Bindi baby. Like, that'll be cute.
How far along are they? Does anyone know?
Not too sure. Right. I think they're just under halfway.
Right, right. So be it like a little khaki, you know, those little baby jumpsuits.
They'll just reuse all of the khaki outfits from Robert and Bindi.
Yeah, you know what I love?
Got them in the closet.
Put it into a little baby onesie with like a croc head.
Yeah, well, it's 4 months old. It's already wearing shorts, which is weird.
Do you think they enjoy wearing khaki? Because that's all they wear.
No.
I think Bindi Irwin would hate it. Mm. I mean, you know, she's a young girl. She's glamorous. She wants to go out. She wants to, you know, have fun.
She can't.
I mean, very embarrassing.
Well, you got to rock up to the club in khaki.
Well, it's like a uniform. I mean, even Robert Irwin was going on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They just always wear that outfit. They can never wear anything else.
Yeah, it's a brand.
So no from me. Okay, so moving on very quickly before the news. The Batman filming has been shut down due to COVID-19. Yeah. Now, one of the actors who they didn't name, but they're saying it's Robert Pattinson, has contracted COVID, so it's temporarily paused. So we're not sure if that's going to mean a delay for when it hits cinemas or not, but this could be a while before it gets back up and shooting. Of course, last week they only released a bit of the trailer, which was exciting. So.
It looks great. I mean, the problem is this movie has had so many setbacks. It's been shut. I think this is the third time production's been like halted.
It's a sign.
Since it started.
And if someone big on the movie has COVID, then
he's the lead.
Well, this is a rumor, right? But if he does in fact have that, you got to wait for him to get better, and then you got to wait weeks and weeks after. For him to be like non-contagious before they can even do anything.
Yeah, and if this thing spread throughout the staff,
that's right.
Cameraman, producers, set designers, all this, it just trickle through. It'll take months and months and months
to do. Fingers crossed that they all get better quick.
Yeah, so they can do the last few bits that they've got to finish off.
That's it. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
Jake, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Monday mornings, you know, you try and keep it as exciting as possible because, you know, it's Monday. I'm just sitting here before and I'm just shocked and appalled at the conversation between you two, Crevo and Jade. So, Crevo, you won't believe what I purchased. What did you purchase, Jay? I purchased a new doorstop. Oh, yeah? What kind of doorstop? I purchased a duck doorstop. Oh, show me. What a fascinating conversation. I'm, like, falling asleep here.
Yeah, but we appreciate antiques and cast.
Oh, how boring.
Cast iron doorstop is beautiful.
Yeah, I like cast iron doorstops.
Good price, too.
Well, it just says it all, doesn't it?
It's hard to find nice ones.
Why don't you go off to Morpeth, link arms and, you know. You did say on Friday you want to hang out more with Crevo.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go antiquing
together. You're welcome
together.
To come.
I do like antiquing.
Dare it's to fun. Do it in the day, as they say out at Morpeth, Crevo.
Why don't you come along antiquing,
absolutely
Maddie?
Not. I'm not into
you
it
You would actually
all.
Love it. No, BS.
No, because you know
calling
what?
Calling it BS, because you know what? When we went to Crevo's house, you were in his little shed with all his...
Looking around
all
at
his
it all.
Stock, and you're like, how much is this, Crevo? You're having fun playing
the game.
Do you
know why, Jade? I'll never go antiquing with you.
Why?
Because I'm not your handbag, and whenever you go shopping with... I go shopping with you, I'm treated as such. So... No, you two can enjoy it. That can be your thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
You need a thing together. I think yeah. it
that
would
is
be
our
antiquing.
Because the two of you go off to the gym together and use the hydro bed.
Well, I mean, you can go to Morpeth.
And we can go antiquing,
yeah,
Jade.
Cool. Good.
Here we go.
Your partner and Emmy, Jade, you and Benny, you yep. can do like a little foursome sitch. I'm single. I can't be joining that.
You can go find, go have cocktails
right,
somewhere.
No, right.
We might be able to find your man out
right,
there.
Five wheels on a car. And four.
There's a spare wheel,
though.
No,
actually, there is,
in the
yeah.
boot.
Typical non-driver right. wouldn't know that.
Bravo. Hey, Block, of course, Full Swing Now, Channel 9. It continues tonight, 7:30. We're chatting to Daniel and Jade from the show next.
Danny
another Jade. Yeah.
Another Jade. Cool.
Another
see,
Jade.
See how they're going in it all.
Yeah,
that'd be quite famous good. Now, that Jade.
Yeah. How are your Renault's going, Crevo? Are they coming along nicely?
Yeah, coming along. It's tiling time now. So
I
there's
love
just ages
tiling.
Of tiling.
Well, you can go and help him if you want. Save him some.
Oh,
cash.
He's paying people
yeah,
to do
I've got
it.
Someone doing it. I'm
would you,
not
would
doing
you take her help? Jade tiled her whole kitchen by herself. No professional help.
Kitchen yeah. splashback, different to a bathroom.
What are you doing? Oh, pattern. Easy. You still put.
You got to get the fall right and everything, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, with the layering of the sand.
Yeah, all that stuff. Jade's out now.
Yeah,
sounds
she's done.
Too hard.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We're joined by Daniel and Jade from The Block.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
That's the way. Hey, of course you had your big guest ensuite reveal last night. Now, there's been some criticism saying you didn't use a lot of period features. Are you being smart and trying to make as much cash as possible by just going with the market rather than the 30s theme, or what's your plan there?
Yeah, look, we're definitely trying to go with the market, you know. It's easy to go period in a bedroom because, you know, we can splash a bit of paint on the walls, change
yeah.
stuff afterwards, someone buys it. Hey, when you put solid tiles on a bathroom wall, that's a pretty expensive job for someone to replace it. So definitely thinking of the buyers on this one.
Yeah, well, I think that's actually smart because the people that make the most money on the block are the ones who get the biggest cash at auction, not because you win a couple of little challenges here and there.
Right, look, you'd think that, but, I'm going to agree. However, it does make your life a lot easier when you win a bit of cash through the series. So there's a lot more sleep, as you might notice, Jimmy gets a bit. So, yeah.
Are you enjoying it so far? Was it what you thought it would be?
The actual block itself?
Yeah. Just the whole experience.
Yeah, look, it's the hardest thing I've ever done, bar watching my wife have children. Yeah,
the hardest thing you've ever done, please. It was all her. Bloody hell.
Right, it was pretty hard for me to watch as well. But look, it's definitely harder than I've ever expected. And yeah, we're not slouches out here on the farm. Jade and I work pretty hard. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was a big eye-opener for us. You know, all our friends used to say to us, you better start getting fit and all that. And I used to laugh it off and go, yeah, we'll be right, you know. But
then it
yeah,
hits
you. Hard, mate.
Hey, guys, what we thought we'd do this morning, if you're okay with it, we're going to play a little game. It's just like a word association thing. So I'm going to just run through some couples on the block, and I want you to give us your first answer, the first thought that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm excited. Okay. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Harry and Tash. First word.
Lovable,
beautiful.
They're good to get along with. All right, we'll go with couple number two, Sarah and George.
Funny.
All right, next one. Yeah. Funny for sure. What about Luke and Jasmine?
Oh, two different answers, two different people.
All right, we'll accept two words. What do you want about Luke? What do you want about Jasmine? Luke first.
Funny, funny.
Funny yeah. Person.
Do you want me to do Luke?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Happy days.
It's okay to say difficult or annoying.
Joker is mine for Luke.
All right, and then Jasmine?
Drama.
Drama. There you go.
Finally.
Jimmy and Tan.
Slick.
Yeah, okay. Wrapping us up, a lot of rumours go around about this guy. Scotty Cam.
Humble.
Very
humble.
See, not diva.
Yeah.
I thought diva. Some people have said he's a bit of a diva, but that's good to hear. Good old Scotty Cam, hey?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Can I ask real quick, do you get to pick your colour? Like, you're obviously team green on the show.
No, we get given our colour. So, yeah, we rock up to the block, we get to Melbourne, and, yeah, we get given our colour. So
there we go. You know,
yeah, we got green. Obviously, it's appropriate. There's plenty of green where we live. When it's rain.
Yeah, beautiful place. Thanks, guys. Good luck on the series. I appreciate your time this morning. The Block continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9, guys.
Now, next, Jade, I know that you like to do things on a budget, right?
Yes.
If you can find something for a great deal, you're like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
100%. I think that's being smart with your money.
It is. Now, I've come across this article this morning that apparently has tips, and this is so up your alley, you wouldn't believe it, on how to look wealthy on a low budget.
Awesome. This is written for me.
This is actually perfect for you. You're going to love it.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And I feel like this segment couldn't be any better timed, as Jade just told us, regaled us of a story of how she had a top-to-tail Kmart outfit and looked like $1 million. And you did look great, Jade.
Well, thank you.
You put up some photos online. But I have here an article that's come out overnight, which is basically top tips for ladies to look polished and look wealthy on a super budget.
Cool.
So this is right in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows you've got an allowance you got to stick to, right?
Yep.
And this is perfect for you.
So H&M on a Kmart budget. Wow.
Pretty much. All right, here's some tips. All right, the first one, and you tell me if this sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Keep your hair free of split ends, in a low maintenance cut, and always be blow dried.
Ooh.
Well, is that something you could do?
She already gets that done on the reg.
No, they're saying low maintenance cut, so they're saying...
I don't know what that is.
I'm disagreeing with that, because the more heat you use on your hair, hence a blow dryer or a straightener, it's not good for your hair because heat damages the hair. So
you think it's just that blow dried look looks like somebody who's had, you know, is rich and had time to blow dry their hair.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Like, yes. Yeah, okay, I understand.
Do you blow dry your hair?
No.
Never?
No.
Do you own a blow dryer?
I do own a blow dryer.
You use a lot of electricity, though.
The only time I use a blow dryer is when I hate going to bed with wet hair in winter. So if I wash my hair at night, which I try not do in winter, I'll hit it
with a blow dryer. All right.
That makes sense.
Here's the next one. This is red nails. Keep nails short with a clear or classic red polish or buffed to a shine.
Let's see your nails.
No, I didn't put any clear on it, but I'd say that's definitely true.
There is nothing left to bite.
I'm a nail biter.
Nothing left to bite.
It's just, you know when they're bitten a lot when they're in the shape of a circle?
Yeah. I'm a terrible nail biter. Stress.
All right, so there's one to work on.
Yep.
Next one. Only wear ironed clothing. Now, this one might work to you, because if I know one thing about you, Jade, it's that you actually don't own an iron.
Correct, yes.
So there's a fail for you.
Yeah.
All right, next one. And I don't think you'll do this either. Spray starch on thin material to make it appear thicker and of a high quality.
What? What is this? Who wrote this article?
Hey, if you want to look the part, Jade.
Starch. Look minted. You gotta put in the work. All right, next one. Yeah. And this one might not work either. Don't buy cheap patterned clothing. The seams sometimes don't match up and give the game away.
This person's off their heads.
You got a cheap patterned skirt.
Last weekend,
what were the seams like?
I don't know.
I'm going to have a look when I go. I thought that were really good seams. $7,
well,
then
they're probably
bargain.
Seven?
Yeah, $7 for that skirt.
That's cheap. All right, next one. And I don't know if this will work for you. Oh, this one might work for you, all right? Yeah. Avoid fake leather for bags and belts. If you're unable to afford real leather, look for an alternative material.
Not like a Hessian sack. Like the rope that's around the top.
Yeah. You got real leather stuff, don't you?
I have real leather.
Yeah, you like
that. Ooh, do you?
So you can afford that. That's all good. All right, next one. Buy outlet or secondhand quality items from eBay or Vinted. Anyone know what Vinted is?
Nope.
I don't know.
I think it may be more like high-end items, but they're vintage or something.
That's fair.
That's pretty fair.
That's good.
You can buy quality rather than quantity. Yeah. All right, next one. Avoid wearing clothes with holes, rips, or missing buttons.
No.
Your jacket has heaps of rips on it, but I think that's on purpose, like a fashion thing, isn't it?
Yeah, does that count?
Probably not. All right, next one. Avoid wearing big brand logos or slogans. It looks cheap.
Yeah.
You're not a big slogan one, are you?
No, not really. Look,
this is absolutely thrilling me right now, but we need to go to news.
All right, let's do that instead.
I think I
Sorry
could write
to have bored you, Maddie.
I think I could have written
Jade's
a better
just
list.
Shooting everyone down.
Sorry I'm not entertaining
the two of you enough.
The
person that wrote that obviously just had to make their quota of articles for the day.
Jade's just like, that can't be true.
Anyway, sorry to have bored everyone. We'll do something more entertaining.
That's all right. You know what? You're only human, Crevo.
Don't get upset.
Not everyone's perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes we have good segments, sometimes we don't.
Oh, look. Hey, up next, we're doing your wedding update. Of course, you went to Sydney for the wedding, Jade. We're going to catch up with all that happened there.
Oh, yep. It was entertaining.
I love comparing. I always love seeing how you compare yourself to other brides because
you were
like the fairy princess bride and married in a castle. So I'm interested to see your take on it all.
Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You know what? I hate exercise. And on Friday, it was such a beautiful day after I finished work. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to exercise. Didn't end up doing it on Friday. But I thought, Saturday morning, I'm getting up.
Here
and
we
go for a walk along the break wall. I got ready. I go down there. There's a big old wall. It's closed for a few months.
No.
Couldn't believe it.
The whole break wall.
Yeah.
Sealed it off.
It's sealed off with like a big screen. You can't get past.
What are they? Did they say what they're doing? There was a sign up saying.
No, they're just doing. It's like a. There's construction fences.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're actually extending parts of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like making
from what
it wider?
I've heard. Yeah, I do have the official answer here.
Oh, excellent.
Give me a sec.
Hopefully, they put a few more seats along the way.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility. The pencils annoy you.
Well,
don't
I only
they,
know because, like, I go walking with Steve there, and then like he sometimes needs to stop along the way, and they don't
have
enough seats.
You have to sit on a rock.
Got to sit on a rock, and it's hard for people sometimes.
Rebuilding it as part of the Bathers Way Walk.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay.
So fancying
rebuilding
it up somehow.
So yeah, interesting. There, a lot of new foot traffic around though. So many people use it every single day.
Absolutely. Mm. So they have to find somewhere else to walk now.
Oh, well, try something new.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
It. Mix up the routine. But, guys, I went to my friend's wedding on the weekend. I was a little bit nervous, obviously, going to Sydney with COVID-19.
You made it, though. You overcame your fears.
Overcame my fear. We went along. It was really beautiful. It was great. It was this, backyard wedding with just, close friends and family.
Yeah.
But I noticed a couple of things at this wedding.
with, you know, friends and family and the different people that were there. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my observations in a second.
Who looked prettier, you or the bride?
The bride.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
And went to Sydney, guys, on the weekend for the big backyard wedding for my friend. It was really, really beautiful. They did a great job setting it up. And, like, I felt sad for them because obviously they had these big grand plans to get married at the Gold Coast. So, yeah. You know, they did a really good job. They just wanted to get married and tie the knot. But it was interesting when we were there, you know, you get to meet the different relatives that are there.
Yeah, because usually when you're friends with someone, you never meet their aunts and uncles, right?
No, you don't. And it was really funny because obviously you know how paranoid I was with COVID-19. I was umming and ahhing if we should go because it was in Sydney. So anyway, we went along. And then, of course, the first person I meet is the aunt who's the close talker. So she was right up in my grill and I had to keep stepping back. Oh, but she was just one of those people that they start talking to you and they can't help themselves. They just keep getting closer closer.
I'm interested to find out because you were talking quite a big game on Friday. I'll tell them if they get too close. Get away.
Get away, yeah.
How were you with her?
I was all talk. No, I kept stepping. I was all talk. I just kept stepping backwards.
Yeah.
And then she'd get closer again. I'd take another step backwards. And then in the end, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go to the loo. And I used going to the toilet as my escape.
Never saw her again. I'll be right back.
So we have the close-talking aunt.
Yeah.
So there's one.
Other characters. Yeah. What were they?
The loud relative. There's always one, isn't there? So this guy just wanted to be the center of attention. And he's just had, you know, punchline after punchline. He actually didn't get along with one of the aunties that was there. And, like, it's like almost so they sort of were having, like, a, they wanted to have the best punchlines. So I think they just both liked being the funny ones. And
the
The alpha dog. And they didn't really rub shoulders. I honestly thought there was going to be a fight at one point because I was getting worried. Because the more you drink, the more, like, there's chances of something being said.
Wound up and wound up.
Yeah. And then, obviously, cutting of the cake. There's always, you know, someone at a wedding who still has the old technology. They had the phone, like the Sony camera.
Oh, so like the one where the you digital, put the memory card in.
Yeah, the memory card in.
Oh, that's all right.
And it was just, it was
you
really,
still use DVDs. I mean,
well, that
you
is
know,
true.
Cut them some
You're
slack.
That person.
For my favourite. But
was
I,
it you that had the camera?
No, no, no. Look, I at least have a smartphone, but it was really funny. Like, everyone's there cutting the cake, and then Ben taps me on the shoulder and goes, look, look. And then there's the family member with the camera.
Yeah.
And then they took the photo, and you had the screen lit up on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were looking at it, flicking through. Oh, no, that's not right. And then they were going back in for the second picture.
Because when they used to do that, you always had to zoom in on the photo to make sure it was clear and not blurred.
Yeah.
But it takes a while because, you know, it's just the old technology.
Yeah, but it was really nice. So, you know, there are already, you know, brides and grooms out there who, you know, thinking of getting the backyard wedding later on down the year. It's really nice.
It's a good way of doing it.
Question.
Yeah.
Here you are, Jade, pushing a backyard wedding onto people.
Yeah.
You would never have accepted if Benny said to you, sorry, doll, no Malta wedding. Wedding in the backyard. You'd be filthy.
I wouldn't do
you
it.
You couldn't do it. Oh, well, listen to you.
There's other people who might really like it. It was actually really nice.
Have a backyard wedding. I mean, I wouldn't do it myself.
It's not for
but
me.
It's good.
But, like,
for someone.
For some people out there who don't, you know, want to have the big,
good on you, Jaden. You
wedding.
Made it.
It was good.
You made it. You're back. You
yeah,
went to the wedding.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed I don't get any symptoms in the next 10 days.
And you've made, you've kept your friendships.
That's yeah.
You
that's
know,
important.
You didn't bail on the wedding last minute. Thank you. Hey, very exciting. We are meeting our next toy boss
this
up next.
Is brilliant.
All thanks to Casey's toy. We're going to meet Tyson. Now, he's going to come on and review a toy we've given him. For everyone to
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Kids of the Hunter, listen up. Do you want a job? reviewing toys for free.
Job.
How good is it? Newfm.com.au. If you want to be our next toy boss, just like this little guy, Tyson Palmer. He's 7 years old, guys, from St. Paul's Primary School in Gateshead, from year 1G.
Now, shout out to 1G.
I know they're all listening. Hey, 1G, are you ready for it? He is reviewing a very special toy today. Let's hear it.
Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
I'm the boss of the world. I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo's toy.
Toy.
Boss.
Okay, so Tyson has just opened up his Wowee Bot Squad robot thanks to New FM and Casey's Toys. So, Tyson, how excited were you to open your brand new Wowee Bot Squad robot?
Really.
Really excited?
Yeah.
Can you explain to the other kids out there what the Wowee Bot Squad robot does?
So, you can lift up things and you can use, like, blocks and cones for it to, like, drive through, like, a racetrack or a road.
What was your favourite part of playing with the Wowee Bot Squad robot?
Because it could, like, spin around really fast and lift stuff up.
Did you try and use your Wowee Bot Squad robot to pick up all your other toys?
No.
But what did we pick up?
We picked up my medicine, my Fortnite chest, and some pencils.
Out of 10, what would you rate the Wowee Bot Squad robot?
10 out of 10.
Thank you to New FM and to Jade, Maddie and Crevo for this opportunity, for Tyson's new robot and for his $50 voucher from Casey's Toys. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Say bye,
New
FM. Bye,
New FM. Oh,
good job, Tyson.
We have a new toy ready to go to review next week. If you want to be our next New FM toy boss, newfm.com.au. And once again, a massive shout out to Year 1G at St. Paul's Primary this morning. Thanks, guys. All right, guys, coming up after the news, I've got a little surprise, a love it or loathe it for you. I think it's going to split the team.
Okay.
I can't wait to reveal this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, guys, I need to bring something up.
Yeah.
Jade, I need to talk to you. I'm sick and tired of it and it's got to stop.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly what I'm about to say, don't you?
Yeah, I think I do.
In the last 4 days, Jade has commented on her own photos as me using the Jade Maddie Crevo Instagram account.
Is that me too as well?
No, just me, because she knows she can get away with it. She can't get away with it with you. Well, you can't get away with it with me. Now, I'm just looking at this photo of you, Jade.
Yeah.
It's a selfie from the weekend on your at the Jade Leader account.
Yeah.
Jade Maddie and Crevo. Meow with a cat emoji dash Maddie. I did not write that. Then it's got New FM 105.3 for fire emojis. Now, Jade,
it's called getting traction.
Can you not comment as me ever again?
Okay.
I don't appreciate it.
All right.
Can I have the same?
Am I being
Molly commenting Crevo's dog.
My dog on Jade. Jade's pictures.
Am I being unreasonable, do you think, Crevo?
No. If you commented on stuff as Jade...
And then you reply to the comments.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Maddie.
Look, it's called getting traction.
No, it's called being creepy. Don't do it.
Being creepy.
If I want to comment on your photo, I will.
In person. You can even ask for it.
Stop it, Jade. No okay. good. Stop 105 commercial free, kicking off at Jackson after 9.
Yes. good morning, guys.
Morning.
5 seconds of summer is in there. Aussie boys that no longer sound like Aussie boys. Have you heard them?
I have. Yeah. Super American.
Very American.
They know where the money is.
No doubt. Just Classic. A girl. This one was controversial when it came
That's
out.
Yeah.
One Republic as well.
Oh, nice one.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Love it or loathe it up next. This one, guys, I think it's going to split the team. I'm talking male earrings.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM.
Love it.
Yep, today we are getting Creevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. Controversial one, guys. Male earrings.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. You'll never catch me with one of those things.
I'm going to say loathe it. I don't like earrings.
Right, does Benny, your husband, have his earpiece?
His aunt... No, he doesn't.
Isn't he missing an ear? Doesn't he have one of those?
No, he's got spaces.
So
he's like, I don't class them as earrings, though.
So do they cut out a piece of his earlobe for that? Or
no, you just stretch your skin.
Slowly, bit by bit.
What is it about a male earring that you don't like, Creevo, first
of all? It's not on someone else. I couldn't care less what people wear. But for me, I just find it like it would be annoying. I feel like when you sleep on it, it's going to be... I just don't want something poked through my ear.
My stepdad used to have an earring, but he had a sleeper.
Oh, is that like the...
And it just reminded me too much of a pirate.
Was it like have a little dingly bit?
No, there was no little dingly bit. There was just a sleeper, and I was like,
There's something about a middle-aged man with a sleeper that even I'm like, I don't know.
I feel
that.
Like you used he to have earrings,
he was in his 40s
maybe.
Then.
Well, the reason I bring this up today... is I've got a surprise for you guys.
Yeah.
I've actually...
Got your ear pierced?
No, well, it's always been pierced, but I've purchased a new earring, so I just want you to look away for a second. I'm going to reveal it to you. I need to pop it in.
Turn closing around, my eyes, right. That'll do, won't
so
it?
So you're you've had to re...
The anticipation
pierce it?
No.
It's fine. So basically what's happened, right, I got a few comments saying, look, Maddie, you're 30, the time's passed, you can't have an earring in anymore.
Can I look yet?
You ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Yay or nay?
Let me see.
Oh, jeez, it's quite a sparkly one. You know what? It reminds me a bit of Jade's ring.
So it's basically a black diamond. I got it from Culture Kings in Sydney. It's a really good one, but...
Yeah. Is it gold on the outside? Are the little prongs that hold the diamond in gold?
Yeah. Well, it's not a real diamond, but...
Is it real gold?
I don't know. I didn't look into it. I just was like, oh, that looks
How does
nice.
It make you feel?
I don't know, because I've had friends say, Maddie, it really suits you. And then I've had others that have said, you need to grow up, sort your life out and get rid of it.
But if it makes you happy. That's all that matters.
Well, I'm really just trying to get you guys to weigh in. I'm going to make a decision after I gather more opinions.
Can you take it? Take
can
the headphone off.
Can we do a poll on Facebook?
You do. You can pull it off.
Yeah, you can, for sure.
Especially with the backwards hat.
My exact thoughts.
Yeah.
So let's do a poll on Facebook, shall we?
Let's put it on Instagram. At Jade Maddie Creevo.
Perfect.
Yay or nay, should I keep the earring?
Normally, right. I think men have the two ears pierced on both sides, I think it's a bit,
Now, see, I'm into that.
You can pull it off.
Jackson, I need your opinion on this because I think out of all of us here, you're the most credible person here when it comes to fashion.
I'll be very honest with you.
Earrings or no earrings?
It really depends. I think there's a certain age that you've got to cut it off.
Don't cut your ear off.
How many more years has he got?
Cut the earrings off. I mean, it's always very sad seeing a man rolling around in a convertible with a sleeper in. But, Maddie, I think that you're doing an all right job at the moment. I don't think you have to give it up just yet.
Well, I'm going to show you. Come in during the ads and tell me what you think. We'll put it up on the Instagram. At Jade Maddie Creevo.
Maybe when you're 50, I'll pick up the phone and say, Maddie, it's
you
time
still
to
got
take
that
it
earring?
Out.
Yeah, it's time to go.
13:10:09 though. Last call's up next.
That it is.
Do you think it's acceptable?
Well, that's a good question. Do you think Maddie should keep the earring or should he get rid of it? You've
just
hit
in
30
general,
now.
Though. Just in general, because a lot of people do feel very strongly about this topic.
Absolutely. Last calls also means you can vent about anything you want, something that's happened on the show, in your life, over the weekend, whatever you like.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last calls.
That's right. This is where we find out whatever you're thinking, whatever you want to talk about, you can vent, you can chat to us, talk about something on the show. Totally up to you.
Very good. Let's go to Dale. Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Hey, doing Hello. Good. Now, male earrings, yes or no? There's a lot of debate going around here at the moment. What do you think?
I say yes. I have no issue with them. My husband's had an earring in his ear for as long as I've known him. And he's now 61.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Okay. And you've loved it?
And he still wears it.
So it hasn't affected you at all. I'm into that.
I don't even notice it anymore. It's just there. It's just part of him.
But if you saw a say, 7-year-old walking down the street with an earring in your ear, would you care? Or you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a thing that should concern people. If they want to wear an earring, good on them.
Well, fair point. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dale. I put it up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo. So there's a poll there. So far, 78% said keep it, 22% said get rid of it.
Okay, so far we're on the keep side of things. In fact, we've had one here from Lake Macquarie Marine Electrical. I've gotten in touch on Instagram.
Hey, guys.
And they'd said they've had an earring since he was 18. Everyone's so used to it now, I don't even get comments. I'll be 50 next year. It still suits me.
There's the people around you that don't notice because they see you every day. It's the strangers, but really, who cares what they think?
True.
Yeah. I mean, look, if your husband, you know, came home with like an earring, like sort of a stud earring, would you care, Jade?
No.
Not a big deal.
He left his,
Well, we've got Tony on the phone who's called up. He has 10 earrings. Hey, Tony.
There you go, mate.
Yeah, good, mate. I obviously know where you sit on this topic.
Yeah.
10 earrings. Tell us about them.
Well, I did have 15 at one stage. I also had the spacer in my ear, but I've taken that out now, and I've only got 4 in my left and 3 in the right ear and my 2 eyebrows.
Yeah, wow.
And my nipple as well.
Nice. How'd your sleeper heal? Like, all right? Do you have to get stitches to stitch your lobe back together?
No, that's fine. It's still got like a hole there where I had the, but it's it's still all right.
Do you ever just put like a pencil through it just for fun?
I have many times here, a fan little pencil.
I like the idea of the nipple ring.
Yeah, you're into that, Joe?
I think so.
How does it feel, Tony, getting your nipples pierced? First of all, does it hurt at first?
It does. I've had both done, but one got ripped out, so I never got that done at the end. But the left,
is there still left like a little flappy bit there now? When it healed?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what, Tony? Friend of mine, Matt, he actually had both his nipples pierced, but one of them went a bit funny, and so he actually took it out, and he didn't like the way his nipple healed. Because it looked like it had been like had a deformity, so he ended up going to the doctor and asking the doctor to cut off his nipple, and the doctor did it. Yeah, and so
he's got no nipple now.
Yeah, on one, he's only got one nip, and because he got the doctor to cut it off, so he got a tattoo over where the nipple would have been.
I was going to say, when you go to the beach, do you just get a little pen and draw it on?
Love it. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate your call, mate. We've got another one. Nicole gave her husband an earring instead of a wedding ring.
Nicole, I love that.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
Hello.
Tell us about this. What was your thinking behind it?
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
Good.
So why did you give your husband an earring instead of a wedding ring?
Because he used to play indoor cricket when he was younger and broke all his knuckles because he was the keeper. So rings can't fit. He can't fit any rings on his fingers whatsoever. So he gave me a wedding ring and we bought a diamond earring to put in his ear as my exchange to him.
That's really sweet. I actually like that.
Oh, so you're into that.
I'm into that. Actually, that's nice. That's a good story.
Yeah, he's still got it in his ear after 20 years of marriage, which is lucky.
Oh, congratulations.
Did you get some good bling on your finger, though? That's all that matters, right, Nicole?
Oh, yeah, mine was beautiful.
Yeah, Nicole's winning it,
like. Do you know what? Totally. I actually really like that idea. Like, just, you know,
in the earring instead
solutions.
Of a yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Nicole. We'll take one more. Let's go to Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert. What's happening, mate?
Yeah, I heard about yous the thing about yous Jade actually posting on somebody else's Instagram account.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Well,
not on someone else's account.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but you're posting as somebody else.
That's correct. Yes.
And you've got to be really careful with that because that's actually fraud.
Oh no, I'm a criminal.
Yeah, now, if you're not careful and you're posting as someone else and it gets reported, the account, entire account can be shut down.
Oh, jeez.
We can't have that. Well, I'm not going to report it for that.
Oh, thanks, Maddie.
Right. Yeah, well, just, you know, make that's sure a, you don't. Stay on the right side of the law, Jade.
I'm going to try.
Robert's a good citizen. Yeah,
Robert, thank you. Thank you, Robert.
I agree, Robert. I don't want her posting as me.
Good on you. Or going
only
to jail.
Only positive. Yeah.
For you.
Very good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes with you, Jackson. What's in the way?
Ricky Lee. I've noticed on her Instagram, she posts a lot of selfies of her at Merriweather Bars.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, she needs to come and say, g'day.
G'day. Hello. Yeah. Also, too. Topic.
Love this. Breaking me. Sergeant Slick.
Beautiful.
So good. All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.